Hello, hello, everyone. Happy New Year to you all. I hope you all enjoyed your New Year. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm excited about this New Year. I'm excited about the making new changes in this New Year. A new attitude, a new mind, a new heart, a new walk, a new talk. Because this is a new year. And every day, your life should be, you should be desiring to do better and greater things in your life, positive things in your life, be an example to others, being the light that shines in dark places. So I'm presenting myself today to you. My name shall be called Red Ink. This is a new thing for me. So I'm going to let it take me as far as it takes me. I just want to be here to you with you this evening to give you some information that's on my heart today and hope that whatever I say to you, that it'd be a help to you and maybe a help to somebody else that's connected to you. So I'm going to give you something that God put in my heart to give to you. There's a scripture in the Word of God that says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. This is a new year. All the hating, all the disrespect, all the backdooring, all the talk about, all the abuse, all the jealousy, all the envy, all the strife, it's time for love. It's time to inspire others that they can make it, that they can do this. It's time to encourage and let the next one know if I can make it, you can make it. If I can get through this, you can get through this. So I'm desiring to be on this new channel with you, and I ask you to bear with me because, like I said before, this is something new to me, and I just feel like I just want to give you something that's on my heart, and I'm kind of nervous a little bit, but I'm good. I'm going to be all right because God has got me. I picked the name Red Ink, actually, because I wanted to do things my way. But even though I wanted to do things my way, I still was looking at Red Ink, and it still stood out, which is, when you read the Word of God, every part of this Bible talks about everything is in black ink. But when you get to the New Testament, the beginning of it, the four synoptic gospels, it talks about, it's in red and black. But what stands out the most is the red ink. The red ink that people ignore. They ignore the red ink. They know that he exists, but they don't acknowledge him. You know, we read the Word of God, and we attend to, like I said before, stick with most of the old and some of the new. But when I read this when I look at this red ink, I'm gonna tell you a story. When I sit here and read the Bible, my eyes get so blurry when I see black and white. Every time I read black and white, my eyes get so blurry. But when I look at this red ink, it stands out so light to me. So because you know why? That's what he wants me to see, him. He wants us to acknowledge him. He wants us to acknowledge what he said. Everything else in him do matter, but what he say matters the most. Nothing else really matters as much as what Jesus say. His word is his bond. He means what he say. Read it. Apply it. Use it. Have faith in it. Believe in it. It's life. It's life. It'll help you live. It'll help you survive. It'll help you make it. It'll help you feel like when you're out, you're in. When you feel like you're down, you're up. If you read and look at the red print, read it. Study it. Learn it. Obey it. If you don't understand it, ask God for wisdom. Because in his word in James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any man lack knowledge, let him ask God. And he would give you just that, literally. He would give it to you. All you got to do is ask God, and he would give you all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding and the revelation of his word. He would give it to you. If you don't know which way you're going, you don't know if you're going from the left to the right. You don't know which way you don't know which way to turn. All you got to do is look up and look to the hills from which cometh your help, and knowing that your help only comes from God. It comes from God. So, like I said earlier, when I thought of the red ink, I wanted to talk about all kinds of stuff. But I was trying to use the red ink, and I was trying to do what I wanted to do behind the red ink. It ain't about what I wanted to do behind the red ink, because the red ink don't represent me. It represents Jesus Christ telling me what I need to do to be part of him, to be called his daughter, or to be, if you was a man, to be called his son, to be connected to him. When you go around that, you out of line, you out of order, you walking in the wrong traffic. And you know what happens when you walk in the wrong traffic? Bad things happen. And sometimes half of the time you can't even make it out of it. So I just want to give that information to you, because God has dealt with me. I supposed to have went on last week, but I guess it wasn't God's time. And I kept putting it off. And today I began to start reading some things. I was listening to something on YouTube. I was watching some of the preachers that I usually watch. And I heard a man say, we're talking about women pastors and things like that. And Jesus spoke to me. And what he said to me was, what did I tell Magdalene to go do to my disciples? What did he tell Mary Magdalene to go tell my disciples? He told a woman after he rose from the dead to go speak to my disciples. She was the first one to see him when he rose from the dead. Nobody else, maybe the other woman that she was with, but he told her to go give a word to his disciples. So for a man in the cloth to say they don't accept women pastors or preachers, or God spoke to a woman, Jesus spoke to a woman after he rose from the dead. And when she went and told the disciples what Jesus said, they thought she was crazy. They didn't even believe her. They couldn't accept what she said. And the crazy part about it is God Let me rephrase that. Jesus told them when they walked with them, he told those 12 apostles before it happened, he said in 3 days, he will rose again. They forgot what he said. Either they forgot or they didn't believe. Because when Mary Magdalene came and told them what he said, they thought she was crazy. Or she don't know what she's talking about or the case. But it was hard for them to believe her. They had to go find out for themselves to see what the truth. So to me, like I said, it could be two reasons. Either they didn't believe him or they just didn't believe. Or they just, I don't know. But God spoke to a woman. And as I was saying to you before, when you read that about, when you read all this, it's in the four Gospels. It's in everything that I just said about Mary Magdalene and when Jesus told her to go speak to the 12 apostles about him rising from the dead. It's in all the four Gospels. And it's written in red. It's written in red. God revealed this to me today. He revealed this to me today. I didn't know what I was going to talk about today. I really didn't. I really could not realize what I was going to talk about. But this is something that stood out to me. And this is something that needs to be talked about. And I'm glad I'm doing this right now. This, like I said, it's my first time doing this. But I know God is going to do the rest. He's going to do the rest. And if you read the red ink, oh my God. If you read the red ink, take out time for the red ink that's written in the word basic instruction before leaving Earth, which is Bible. If you look at that, if you open it up and look at the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you open it up and read everything that Jesus said, and apply it to you, you'll become a better people. Things wouldn't be so bad in your life. Even though trials may come, trials may go, but Jesus is right there on the scene. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, any obstacle that you come up face today, he's right there with you. He's telling you, if you obey my will, my command, he will hold no good things from you. He will be with you from the beginning to the end of the earth. He will never leave you nor forsake you because you're his and he's yours. When you read this red ink, it's letting you know that he is your bread when you're hungry. He is your water when you're thirsty. He's your mother when you're motherless, your father when you're fatherless. He's your husband when you're husbandless. He's your everything. When I say everything, everything. And our life depends on him, not ours, not us, not each other, but in Jesus. I thank God for his godly son. I thank God for his word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. When you read that in the book of Genesis, when you go back and read it again in the book of John, and again in the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh, and then flesh walked the earth. Jesus. This red ink set off the example of what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing, how we're supposed to be doing it. Let me tell you something. We done tried everything else. We done tried everything else. Try Jesus. What you got to lose? and watch how much you gain. Because you know why? You invited someone else into your life that you never knew before, which is Jesus Christ. Get a relationship with him. Believe me, he will communicate with you. You just got to learn how to listen. And if you can't, if you don't understand and recognize his voice, ask him for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, revelation, comprehension of his word. And he would give you just that. He would give you just that. I remember there was a time I couldn't comprehend the word for nothing in the world. And I needed help from pastors and I needed so much help, and they didn't even see the cry, but they didn't see how much help that I needed. It's like me saying, "Can you help?" I'm saying, "Can you help me understand certain things or take time out with me that I need?" The people that I was connected with wasn't giving me the help that I need. But I thank God because he's teaching me what I need to know. That's the best teaching that you can get. Because, and you know something else? You can never go wrong. With Jesus, he would not steer you wrong. There's no negativity in Jesus Christ. There's no negativity in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And we need that today to live, to survive, to make it, to go through, to get through. So I thank God because I have come a long way, a very, very, very long way, and I don't want to get to it one day, talk about it a lot of, but right now I'm talking about Jesus because that's what's more important to me today, every day. He's my up. When it's time for me to get up in the morning, Jesus on my mind. When I lay down at night, Jesus on my mind. Jesus come out of my mouth. Thank you. He's there. He's there. Everywhere you go, he should be with you. He's the best friend that you never had. He's closer than you than a brother. He's closer to you than a mother. He's closer than you. Than you eat to yourself. So, like I said, God's word is life. Is life. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk about some other things. Before last night. Well, actually, yesterday, I said about maybe, it was last night, like around maybe 12 or 1 o'clock last night. Before that, I wanted to talk about a lot of things that were going on with me. And talking more about saying certain things to people about a certain thing that they shouldn't do, or actually the things that is like the, some of the experience that I have went through with relationships or men or the opposite men or whatever the case. What I'm saying is what I wanted to talk about is about the relationships I had with men, how men treated me, and how I allowed myself to present myself to them and put myself in situations that I shouldn't have been into. And the same thing vice versa with men. Men get themselves in situations with women and treat them a certain way. When that time it will come, but that was on my mind to come at situations the way that I seen them. And part of it had a lot to do with my life. So, but if it had not been for the word of God that changed my mind, that changed my heart, that changed my walk, my talk. And this happened some years ago. I'm just grateful that in spite of me not having the support that I need spiritually, physically, but I thank God that he was there for me spiritually, and mentally. Because physically, when you don't have the support you need, it causes you to feel like you don't want to do anything. You feel like you're in a box and you can't move, or you're stuck, and it make you want to do some things that be noticed and make you do some things you ain't got no business doing and going places you ain't got no business going, because you feel like you want to be heard or you want to be noticed, and nobody wants to accept you because they looking at you as being this person that they can use or get over on or mistreat. Or, and then I thank God, but through all of that that I've been through, it's just a few things that I'm saying right now, but I thank God through those things, it didn't make me weaker. It caused me to become stronger and wiser and better. That's what it made me. So it might have broke me, but it broke me to make me. I'm not broken. I thank God that I am made the woman that I am today as being a single woman. And I thank God for the knowledge that he's given me today and the strength that he's given me today to even speak to you today. So I'm just excited about God. I'm really excited about who he is. He's my supreme being, my chief cornerstone. He's my Alpha and my Omega, the beginning and my end. He's unexplainable, very inexplainable. It's like, oh, taste and see how good God is. And you know what they say, Prego is in there, how good it is. Oh, my God. The taste don't never go away. The taste takes forever to get out of your mouth because it tastes so good. When you read the word of God, oh, my God, let me tell you, it might hurt. Some things might cut you. It's the word of God, that's what it's there to do. It's there to cut you. Everything that's in you that shouldn't be in you, and it's there to cut down to the marrow of the bone, that you may feel so much pain when it's time for you to gotta let stuff go or let people go, or when that word will hit you like it's awesome. God's word is awesome, and I thank him and I bless him. I need him. I can't make it without him. We can't do nothing without the life that's in us. The life that we that's in us is not, it don't belong to you. It's in you. But where did you get it from? God. And our life is in the palm of his hand, not ours. So I'm grateful for God's faithfulness. Even when I'm not faithful, God still is faithful to me. So and I am very, very, very excited to say what I'm saying to you today and allowing God to use me to say some of the things that I'm saying. And I'm a little like dusty. I mean, little, not dusty. I may be a little, you know, ain't got everything in order like I need it to be or like I want it to be, but I'm going the way that God leads me to go and giving you what he wants me to give you at this moment. I ain't going to give you no more, and I ain't going to give you no less. So I just want to tell you that God loves you no matter who you are, no matter what you are, no matter what you did, when you did it, who you did it to, who you did it with, he loves you. He hates the sin. He hates the nonsense. But he loved you. He loved you. He loved you enough that he's given you a chance to make a difference, to make a change, to make an example, to be the example, to be a light, a bright light, a light that let off good energy. That would set the atmosphere, that would lighten, oh my God, Woo. I'm excited. I'm excited about beats. I'm excited. But, yeah. God's word is awesome. I'm going to see if I want to read something to you. And I'm going to read from, my eyes are a little messed. I don't have my glasses in front of me. I got to probably get some more, actually, because I don't know where my other ones are. But anyway, please bear with me. I'm going to read something to you that's in, I believe it's in the book of Matthew, chapter 5. You know, mistaken, yes, to be attitudes. I just want to read it. Give you something to think about. And this is Jesus speaking. The book of Matthew's and the Beatitudes. It starts at verse 15, Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Verily I say unto you, this is Jesus speaking in red ink. Verily I say unto you, it should be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah and the day of judgment than for the city. That's not what I was. Actually, I'm sorry. Actually, the verse is 16. It's Matthew 5, verse 16. Behold. Nope, I'm wrong. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. That's why I said I need my glasses. I should have had my glasses in front of me. Here we go. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Bless all the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Bless all the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit. It sounds like being humble. Poor in spirit. Glory. For the blessed. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom of the earth. Do you hear this? This is Jesus saying this. He's telling you how to be blessed. That's the Beatitude. He's telling you what part of this stuff that's telling you where you're being blessed, how you're going to receive what you need to receive by everything he's telling you to do or to be in him. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They shall be filled. That means he's going to take care of you tremendously because you're walking after him. Your desire is to please him. So he ain't got no choice but to please you. And he will hold no good thing from you or your family. You may not have what you want all the time because everything ain't meant for you. Some things you may want can destroy you. And it may destroy anything. If it destroys you, it might destroy things and people that's connected to you. So you got to be careful from the decisions that you make in life, because the decisions that you make in life can affect you and everything and everyone that's connected to you. So you got to be careful. Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Do you hear what he's saying? Are you hearing the Beatitudes? Each blessed verse that I just read from 3 to 7. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You shouldn't hate nobody. You shouldn't hate no one. You shouldn't hate no one. No matter what they done, they said, shouldn't hate no one. Somebody done something to you? God, he said, hold your peace and I'll fight your battle. Vengeance belongs to me, saith the Lord. You got to believe that because it's real. I'm telling you as a living witness. When you do stuff to people, trust me, it's coming back. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Trust me, it's going to come back. Especially if you, and then you know one thing? If you do it to somebody that's a child of God, do you know what happens when you mess with God's children? Do you know what happens if you was a man or woman of God and someone do something to you? I don't care if they're thinking about doing it. Don't you know God is only here? He's only here because you're his child. It's just like your parents. If you got somebody did something to you, who you going to go get? Your mom and your daddy. And what your mom and daddy going to do? Handle your business. They're going to go handle your business. They're going to take care of it. So I'm telling you, it ain't that you can go do something to somebody and think God can go, like, no, you can't just go around doing what you want to do to people. That's not what I'm saying. You can't go around doing what you want to do to people or tell God to go do bad things to people. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when you do something and it wasn't intentional, God understood that. So it's best for you not to put yourself in that situation so you won't do something that you ain't got nothing to do with your regret. So that's the purpose of the pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall call the children of God. I'm quite sure you all know what being a peacemaker means. I'm quite sure everybody that's listening to me know what a peacemaker is. And I understand, and I know you understand what God is saying by being a peacemaker. How blessed you want to be, and what is the end result of it? Verse 10, blessed are they that which persecute you for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For persecuted, they the prophets which were before you. So, in other words, the prophet was persecuted before I was, or before they didn't talk about them. They didn't talk about Jesus. So they're going to talk about you. So let it roll off your shoulders and keep it moving. God hear them. He see them. You ain't got to fight them back. You ain't got to argue back with them. You ain't even got to take out vengeance. You ain't even got to talk back to them. You ain't got to do nothing. Just hold your peace. And God's going to deal with the rest. Not saying that God's going to hurt them. God might change their hearts and change their mind and have them come back to be and be your footstool. God may change their heart and make them be your peacemaker. Come back and make peace with you. Maybe take care of you and provide for you. You don't know how God's going to handle it. So just let God handle it. So that's just a little bit of something that I just wanted to give you because it's in red ink. And anything that Jesus is speaking is always going to be positive. There's nothing negative about red ink. Nothing. I mean, nothing negative. I'm sorry. Devil is a liar. Nothing is negative. I mean, nothing is nothing is negative about red ink. Everything is positive about it because I just read it to you. So some of you may understand the word of God and some of you may not. There was a time I was there. I couldn't understand the word of God for nothing in the world. I understood some because my mother taught me a lot of things. Thank God for her. Rested her soul. But she taught me a lot. It was enough to get me to where I am today. And I thank God that she did. Because I go back and I look back over my life and see where I came from. I got saved when I was like, really got saved? Really? And recognized Jesus when I was 17. Got filled with the Holy Ghost when I was about 18, 19. So I thank God for his Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. I thank him for the water baptism in his name. And the Holy Spirit riding down on the inside of me. I thank God for his faithfulness. He's worthy. He's more than worthy to be praised. And I reverence him. I surrender my all to him because I belong to him. Everything that I had belonged to him. Without him, I wouldn't have it. So we need to acknowledge that he is your everything. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. When you ask God for something, you got to go through the signs. Father, in the name of Jesus, I need. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said. Father, in the name of Jesus, you told me this, but this didn't happen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I needed this. I'm your daughter. I'm your son. Why can't this be this way? Or whatever you want from God, you got to go through the signs. You have to, because he said so. You got to go through my son. And Jesus said, in order for you to get to the Father, you got to go through me. So sometimes people take things in their own hands, matters in their own hands, and still find themselves right back in the same place. Because they take matters in their own hands. And some people feel like they don't need Jesus. They don't need God. But half of them ain't happy. I'd rather be happy broke than be sad rich. And that's real life. That's real life. I'm so serious.
I am so serious about what I just said. And I would tell you some things, but I'm going to wait till some other time. But I got a lot to talk about. And believe it or not, I'm quite sure you're going to be inspired by a lot of things that I'm going to say. Because I had to go through something, and believe me, whatever I went through and got through, I know you probably going through it right now and trying to figure out how to get through. There is a word called truth. And boy, oh boy, if you ain't been through nothing, can't tell nobody nothing. And that's real stuff. If you ain't been through nothing, you can't help nobody get through something. So I just thank God for his words. And I truly thank God for, let me see here. Give me a minute. I thank God for, where is it? I think it's called, I'm trying to find something, and somehow I'm not finding it. Oh, okay. All right. I thank God for the radio station that I'm with. And I appreciate them for giving me this opportunity to be with them. CBS Radio and TV. I thank God for them. God bless them. I appreciate them. I will be on with them for an hour, well, 55 minutes every other Monday at 7 p.m. So, as I was saying to you earlier, this is my opportunity to go further in what God is calling me to do and to present myself as who God created me to be. You can, I'm actually trying to find something right now, but I guess I will get into that maybe later on once I get more information. So I'm kind of stuck right now with what I'm trying to find here, but like I said, when I get a chance, I'll make sure that I had everything by next time for you. I'll make sure I have everything that I need for you so that you can be able to get in contact with me. To be able to reach out to me, to be able to talk to me. If you need to ask any questions or you have something that you want to say or you want to talk about, or maybe I might have some tokens that I can have the answers for you. I'm going to give you the answers to the best of my knowledge. So this is a good experience, you know, for me. And I'm looking forward to go further and deeper in this than I am. I really am. I feel this because right now I feel like I used to be on the radio years ago, WTMR AM radio, 800 AM dial. I used to be on there, the gospel channel at it's called the Midnight Cry or the Cry at Midnight. I used to be on there, and it's been so long ago since I've been there, like. But it's time for me to be on my own, to be able to be free, to not allow somebody to tell me what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Or I just feel like I'm free to speak whatever I need to speak about. And I have my own time and space to, you know, to just let loose. And I feel like this is going to take me somewhere that I've never been before. And I feel like it's going to help me be more motivated. It's going to motivate me more. I feel this in my heart that it's going to motivate me more. It's going to make me more relaxed more. And I feel this now. I really do feel this now. In the beginning, before I even got on, you know what I kept saying? Before I got on here, I was like, no. I don't think I'm ready. I don't think I'm ready yet. But God said, you ready. It's just go. I said, go. I heard him speak, go. Speak, just go. So it ain't about what I feel or what I think. It's about what God say, do. Whatever God say, do, do it. Whatever he say, do, do it. Your life depends on it. Believe that. Your life depends on it. And I believe by me being obedient, I know that everything's going to be all right. I know everything is going to be all right from this day forward. I know it's going to get greater and better. So I just want to encourage you to let you know that there's nothing too hard for God. Anything you need, anything you want, anything you don't understand, anything you don't recognize, ask him. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean into your own understanding. All your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. And know what he's going to do? Direct your every path. Direct your every path. He didn't say acknowledge somebody else, your mother, your father, sister, brother, but okay, you can go to them for, but they don't have all the answers. Believe that. Don't nobody got all the answers, but the words, basic instructions. You know what the word, you know what? I learned something too. The word holy stands for he only left you. Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. There is no other instructions. None. There's no other instructions. That's real reality. Everybody try to find every which way to get around, how to survive, and you know what? I want to say some things right now, but I can't go further than what he's telling me. But I got a lot to say. And I got to be obedient to what he say. And it's all love. It's all, everything that I'm going to say is all love. My love goes out to everybody, everyone, whether I know you, don't know you, maybe you done me wrong, didn't do me wrong, black, white, Puerto Rican, Japanese, Chinese, Asian, it don't matter. My love for you is real. I don't know you, but I pray for you. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, one by one, name by name. I don't know who they are, but God does. I don't know your situation, but God does. So I'm determined to go all the way. I'm determined to go all the way in God. And I'm determined to go further with BBS Radio and TV. I'm determined. And see what the end result's going to be. So, I'm excited to be on the air with you and William. I'm excited about this opportunity that I am to give you with all my heart and give you what God put in my heart to give you. I hope that you receive every word. I hope that the word stood out to you, and I hope that you applied the word and let it shine somewhere in your life and give you something to think about. Give you something to really dwell on. Remember the scripture that I gave you. It's in red ink. You can't forget it because it stands out so bright. Out of the whole 66 books of the Bible, every red letter in that Bible stands out. And every red letter is Jesus talking. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge his words. And watch how far you make it. Watch how things change in your life. Things will change in your life if you let it. And letting it is giving in. Surrender. Surrender. Life is going to be easy. But it could be better because you got something, someone to help you through it. When you trying to do it on your own, it ain't going to, when we try to do things on our own, half of us fall flat on our face and right back in the same place. Or we end up turning to the left and the right. That means when I say the left or the right, we end up turning to our other friends and family members and for support and help, and half of them talk about you, half of them feel like you owe them something. But man, oh man, You don't even want to look backwards because they ain't gonna do nothing but to keep you from going forward. So you want to always press toward the prize of the mark of the higher calling in Christ. You want to press towards the red ink. Oh my God!
Let me see. I have a few minutes left. I want to pray for every man, every woman, every boy and girl right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity that you're giving me to come before you this hour. I thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to speak to your people today, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, I ask you to speak to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, one by one and name by name. God, we need you. We can't do nothing without you. Without you, we're nothing. Without you, we can't do nothing. Without your breath in our body, we can't make it. We can't live. We can't survive. God, give us a spiritual ear that we may be able to hear you speak. Give us a spiritual eye that we be able to recognize you in every area. Lord, give us a mind that we can think like you. Let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, God. Purge us with hyssop that we may be clean. Wash us that we may be white as snow. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are our shepherd and we shall not want for nothing. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters and restore our, you restore our soul. You will lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though, if we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, we don't have to fear no evil because you are with us. You are our rod. You are our staff, our comforter. And you prepare the table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint us our head with all our cup running over. Surely, goodness and mercy, thank you for your angels, God, shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of Jesus. We need you, God. Have your way in us, God. And have mercy on us and forgive us for everything that we've done. Help us to hide your word in our heart that we may not sin against you. In Jesus Christ's name. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay. The Lord be willing. Hope to see you, hear from you next time, same channel. Red Ink.